Hey Emily, thank you for coming in. First, I want to ask you, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, I'm very excited that you're here. This is your quarterly appraisal, and I wanted to let you know that you are doing very good. You are, if not the top, one of the top performers here in the company. The customers that you service are excited. They appreciate you. They give you back wonderful feedback. Your relationship with your peers is solid. They have positive things to say about you. And as a supervisor, looking at your data, looking at all of your things, you are exceptional, and we are very proud to have you here. So those are some positive things that I want to say to you, but I'm glad to have this opportunity. Maybe we can have this conversation, this open conversation, in regards to some concerns I have. You know, I approach you, I'm always enthusiastic, you know, bubbly in the mornings, and, you know, talk with everyone and kind of want to get to know everybody, certain parts of their lives on a personal level. And I feel a sense of pushback with you, a resistance. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So I do agree that I am very, like, standoffish at times whenever, you know, we try to bring up personal matters or personal issues on the job. And I don't really know. Well, first, do you mind if we have another person stand in, like a moderator, to, you know, listen to our conversation?
Well, yeah, I'll call one right now, and I put him on speakerphone so that he's able to listen to the conversation. We don't expect any feedback from him, but we just need that mediator or that moderator to be able to monitor our conversation. So he's online.
Okay. All right. So, you know, at times I don't know if you are, you know, trying to hit on me or what may be the issue, but sometimes I feel that there's a little too much of the touchy feel when, you know, when there's a funny matter, and I'm not the type of person that, you know, that enjoys that type of I guess communication. Like, I don't like all that, and I mean, I could be taking it the wrong way, but I feel that some things, like my personal life, is my personal life, and I don't feel that I should address that to anyone. I mean, I feel like personal life and work life, they're separate, so I should keep them separate. Like, I don't feel that I should come to work and, you know, try to, you know, fit in and discuss my personal matters with the work floor, with the work team. And, you know, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. You know, I like the fact that I'm hired for the position, and I don't want to just, you know, be someone that has this problem with you. I just want to feel that everything's okay. I don't want to feel that you're intimidated by me because I feel that, you know, you're too much on me, or you're, you know, you're trying to make pass at me or something. I mean, I just want everything to be normal. And, you know, I know everyone's different, and I guess I'm just one of those, the different type of people. And I don't like it. So, I mean, I want to be honest with you. So I feel that this is the time to express how I feel. And I don't want you to take it wrong or, you know, blow it out of proportion. But I just feel like, you know, this is the time to discuss it, and I feel that you should know.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say I greatly appreciate you being able to open up with me and, you know, express your feelings, and I'm very receptive to them. I want you to know I'm from the South. I'm from the country parts of the South, and I'm very comfortable with being very friendly and touchy, and it could become uncomfortable if you're not that type of person. So I want to sincerely apologize to you about that. And I hate this kind of still going to some of my personal business, but I'm married with 3 kids, and, you know, and like I say, I'm from the South, and I just want to be able to communicate some of our personal aspects in life, where you don't have to give me your personal business personal business. But just like how I shared with you that I'm from the South, I'm married with three kids. That's the kind of dynamics that I did want to create in the work environment. And that's merely that, those dynamics, and nothing uncomfortable or perverted or inappropriate. It's just those simple dynamics of being able to say, hey, how's your children? How was their Christmas? How was their birthday? Those type of conversations. Mm-hmm. So if it looked as if I wanted deeper information or intimate information from you, I do apologize. Moving forward, I will definitely monitor my interaction with anyone, not just yourself. But if I notice that there is a staff member that is uncomfortable with my ways of approaching things, that's absolutely okay. Everybody is different, like you said, and everybody receive and perceive things differently. And sometimes some people is just not touchy, and some people is just not friendly. Believe it or not, my wife, she had a difficult time with hugging me first. I will always have to hug her. And it's because she's had some similar experiences as yourself, where she likes to keep a distance and also keep some, separation between the work life and the personal life. So again, I do sincerely apologize, and moving forward, I will be more sensitive to your style of communication. I would like for you to be aware that there's open doors policies here, and you're more than welcome to talk to me, and I will be very careful about how I speak. But I don't want you to think that there's going to be any awkwardness between you and I. I don't operate like that. And like I said, I do want to continue to acknowledge your positive work environment, and then acknowledging your positive work ethics. There's no disrespect. There's no respect lost between ourselves. And it's just, a learning experience again for myself. And I'll be very careful and sensitive to how you prefer to communicate with myself as well as your peers.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate, the opportunity of you opening up and actually listening to me, and, not taking it too personal that I feel some type of way about it. But I do want to thank you for the, for the job opportunity. And I feel that by me opening up and letting you understand and know how I feel, that everything will be better now. And not that I have a problem with telling you some of my personal issues, but I have had a experience in the past that didn't go so well with that. So I try to make that separate, work and personal. So it's nothing against you guys. It's just my own personal matter that I have to deal with. And I feel that so far it has been working for me. So I feel that I should keep it that way, and everything will go as planned. And once again, thank you for listening and understanding.
Okay, and really quick, Emily, we do have a part of our company that deals with coaching and mentoring and development. And based on your great skills of being able to perform work, of course, you have always been a consideration to management. Would you ever consider sitting down with a coach to be able to help you develop more of a personal approach to things, but also being able to keep those limits and those restrictions? Because I personally feel that you would need some of those skills as you grow into management with us.
Most definitely. That is something that I could definitely take, because, with some help, I probably will really, really grow from that. Because I think, with, like I said, with the past, there's a line there. And I think in order to fix that situation, I need to be, coached in a way to figure out what's the best route to take in making that more beneficial to my workforce and just beneficial for my overall life, to be honest. But I agree. I think that would be a great idea, honestly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Emily. And we'll set that up, and I'll send you out an email in the directions.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Good. So I'm going to leave this meeting and then let it load.
Okay.
and then I'm gonna send them to you.
Okay. Also, how that paper, do you know exactly how he wants us to do it?
The paper, let me go. Let me see. I had something. Let me load this dang, where it is. It was some steps I took a picture of. Let's see, where is it? It was in the syllabus. I thought I took a picture of it. Okay, here it is. So we are in unit 5. Okay. So all right. So this is the paper. The paper is gonna be I can send you the questions because it's got some questions in there that he wants you to answer. Sort of like, how did the session start out once the roles were read? What were your impressions of the role play? What were the issues? How was the conflict addressed? Provide evidence of what you observed in the other person under the to what extent did you? What emotions were shown by who and in what way? In what ways did either party express concern, support, judgment, and empathy? Then you pick a role, manager, employee. What would you have done differently in the conversation to address the conflict?
Okay.
So it's pretty easy, I guess. Pretty simple. Because with answering these questions will kind of get you to 3 pages, I would say. Because, you know, you can elaborate a lot on if you were in their shoes, what you would have done differently.
Okay.
So I'm gonna screenshot this part to you.
Okay.
And send it. That way you'll have a sample of what's needed for the 2 to 3 page paper.
All right.
And that will be it. So I guess this is a good question. So do we choose one? Because we got 2 sessions, 2 scenarios. And it says,
when we write our paper?
Yeah.
I'm going to do 1 paper per scenario.
1 paper per scenario, that's what it need to be? Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Let's see if each person reads a role. This can be done. Because, you know, it does not say how many papers you need. Once complete, and the recording will save automatically. Follow the instructions. Okay. Once the first recording is saved, start the next Zoom session in reverse roles. Repeat steps as needed. All right, failure to include the link on your paper will result in 50% reduction on the paper's final grade. Write a 2 to 3 page debrief about how did the session start. It doesn't say sessions, it says session. Okay, so well, I guess that'll be another question.
You want email?
Yeah, because I don't feel like writing on 2 papers.
That's what I'm thinking. it has to be a 2 to 3 pages, right?
I got what you're saying. 1 page be your role.
Scenario. Yeah, 1. And then 1 page going to be scenario 2.
And then the 3rd sum up or whatever lingers over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
That's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that sounds right. Because there's no need of doing 2 scenarios and only including 1.
Right.
So, yeah, he probably will want it that way. All right. That makes sense. So, I guess I'll do the same thing.
Okie dokie.
Well, thank you.
And we got 1 more session that's coming up. I think toward the end. We in week 6, so I think week 8 might be a Zoom session.
It's actually week 7.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like it when we do the sessions and don't have to write.
Well, we did. We doing both this weekend.
Let me see.
But this 2 pages is easy. 2 pages a piece of cake.
Yeah, that is really easy compared to what we've been writing.
Right.
The next one, Zoom session 3. Let's see. I don't think we have to write anything.
Well,
I don't think. But anyways, we're through. I'll send you the links.
All right. Thank you. And I'll text the team. No, we're done.
Okay. All right.
Bye. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.